Hello, everyone, and welcome to another week of Astral Consciousness. This is the week of February 18th through the 24th, and we begin with the full moon in Virgo. Before I get into the event itself, let's talk a little bit about the Virgo energy in general. Known as the Virgin of the Zodiac, many tend to reduce Virgos to being these perfection-seeking prudes in the simplest of ways. I'm not messing with any Virgos here, but unfortunately, pop astrology has lent itself to this form of definition, which of course could not be farther from the truth, especially because, as I'm sure many of you know, especially if you're a Virgo, someone's entire makeup comes from the entire birth chart, not just the sun sign. But anyway, when the term virgin is used as an archetype of this sign, we have to expand our understanding of that term. The term virgin is a synonym for purity. As Stephen Forrest puts it, nothing has possessed her. She is essentially attached to nothing and free from any human consideration of drama. And being attached to nothing as the signs progress from one to the next is important. I mean, think about it. The sign Virgo follows the sign of Leo, which in its lowest form of manifestation demonstrates incredible pride and arrogance and thinks that those traits will get him the love that he longs for so much. Eventually, that form of existence gets old and tiring. And if one is open to growth and progressing in life, one has to go back to the purity of the basics and begin again. So as the Virgo searches for a greater level of consciousness, she works on herself, but also helps others along the way. The end point being that through conscientious, detailed effort and discernment, one comes one step closer to their own sense of perfection. Perfection is no longer defined by anyone else because the Virgo energy is certain that the work put into getting where they need to get has been done. And all of a sudden, the definition of perfection doesn't mean that everything has to be in its place according to what perfection has been thought of before. Perfection is simply created by the work that we put in. So now that we have a little bit of a simple overview of the Virgo energy, we can go into the full moon event itself. The full moon in Virgo takes place on February 19th at 0 degrees. This alone is a pretty big indicator that this full moon is a powerful one. It's the way the universe is saying, here's a brand new start. Start at zero. Now, in order to understand the full picture, we have to understand other alignments going on that make up the whole picture of this full moon. Venus will be quite busy in Capricorn. She will sextile Neptune, giving us permission to romanticize and dream about that which we want, but are still afraid to go after. Then she will conjunct Saturn, who is saying, don't just dream. Your dream is absolutely attainable, but you have to work for it. And then Venus will head into a conjunction to Pluto and the South Node, reminding us that whatever we feel is only keeping us back and holding us back from what we truly desire. And that no matter how much we try to hold on to that which is familiar and where we think we shine, we will eventually have to let it go, voluntarily, or life will remove it from us. This is because the Pluto South Node in Capricorn energy happening at the same time as the full moon all represents some kind of ending and some kind of letting go. So what's the big picture? Considering how much Capricorn energy is involved, we have to take into account the solar eclipse in Capricorn that happened on either January 5th or 6th, depending on where you live, which in a nutshell, in a very simple nutshell, said, the way you've been doing things so far, in order to meet societal standards, has to change. Times are changing, and you need to change with them as well. On top of that, we had a lunar eclipse in Leo on January 21st, ending the 19-month nodal cycle of Aquarius Leo, telling us also the way you will shine will be by embracing that which makes you unique. So be courageous enough to do what you love and not what everyone else has told you to do. So with all of that energy involved, we come to the full moon in Virgo at zero, saying, have no attachments to what everyone else considers to be perfect. Understand that you create your own perfect, and that perfect doesn't have to do anything with having everything together, but understanding the worth of your work, the worth of your discernment, and the worth of your diligence. You don't need to be praised by anyone or need to explain yourself to anyone, because you are the only one who knows what you've done thus far. This is the purest form of the Virgo energy, and it comes to a closing and to a beginning that has been going on since the beginning of the year, along with the other alignments that I'm going to explain in another recording. You have to keep in mind that for the next 2 weeks, this energy is going to be very available and very strong to you. So when you see something ending, appreciate it, because all that means is that something new is beginning.